Kennet Radio Community Update with Swift Logistics Group. Our community matters.
This is Ali Monjak. I'm with Joe Cook and Amanda Pete, who are both directors of Hoarding Disorders UK. And next week, I believe, is Hoarding Awareness Week.
Hoarding Awareness next week, week commencing the 19th of May, specifically for the fire services. Chief Fire Officers Association are conducting Hoarding Awareness Week for all their firemen, and it just so happens that we are launching our first support group during Hoarding Awareness Week, which happens to take place on the 22nd of May.
Joe and I both have our own individual organisations, individual companies that we run. As soon as we met, we sort of realised that we had this sort of synergy and we had this in common, that we wanted to help these group of people. And previously there hasn't been any proper help available. There are other organisations that we work with that help hoarders. We got together and decided to set up a community interest company, which would have the mission statement of helping those suffering from hoarding disorder and their families and relatives. And there are varying levels of hoarding disorder, so it's not just the things like you see on the TV where people are surrounded by their belongings. It's also that there's various levels: chronic disorganisation, chronic overwhelm, grief, collectors. So we don't help with just the extremes, we help with all the things in between.
Right, is this actually an environmental issue, Joe?
Potentially, yes, but what we've found is that if someone's to report a case of a hoarder to environmental health, that's actually would do more damage than good. The hoarder can feel more damaged by having that insensitive approach, because hoarding was a recognised mental health disorder.
Because you have tapioca tidy, don't you?
I do, and tapioca tidy is essentially for decluttering and organising. Clutter and hoarding are very different animals. If someone has 40 handbags, that doesn't necessarily make them a hoarder. But if they had handbags that filled up their bathroom and kitchen, then that might be a hoard.
Amanda, you have another company called Positively Fizzy, and you are an EFT practitioner.
Within our 8-step plan for hoarding disorders, we use EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. Remove the intensity of emotions that are attached to memories. So if somebody is grieving, which grief comes into hoarding a lot when people have had a loss or a separation, then we use the EFT technique to reduce the intensity of the emotion.
If anybody wants to be involved or talk to you about some more information,
we've got a website which is www.hoardingdisordersuk.org. We also have a Facebook page, so you've got facebook.com/hoardingdisordersuk, or you can follow us on Twitter, which is @hoarderdisorder. So if people wanted to come along to our support group, which will be starting on the 29th of May, contact us through the website. You know, it's going to take some courage for people to come forward and say, you know, I need help with this.
Kennet Radio Community Update with Ali Monjack.